Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, and a reminder that our Durango Rocks ticket sales have begun. And Durango Rocks will be January 18th. Come on out and find out who's Business of the Year, Small Business, Entrepreneur. Let's see. We also have Citizen of the Year, and the list goes on and on. That's, again, January 18th. Get your tickets at the Chamber of Commerce or down at the Welcome Center, and $25 till the end of the year. How to get that plug in. DurangoBusiness.org. I'm here with Charlie Hsu from Rendezvous Donuts in Fort Lewis grad. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Happy Tuesday, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in. So I got to, you know, you're 23.
That's
mentioned
correct.
Our Entrepreneur Award. How in the world did you come up from being an engineer major, as I understand it, or majoring in engineering, to making donuts?
Well, first off, let me just respond and ask back a question to you.
Oh, dear.
Why does engineering have to be associated with a surprise in entrepreneurship?
Well, you know, and I would assume because my son was an engineer major, petroleum, okay, up at Carter School Mines, very analytical mind, very planned. You know, I would say, hey, let's build something. What's the plan, Dad?
Right.
Oh, you just get some wood and start hammering it, right? Yep. And thinking through processes, and any business is a process.
That's correct, and that's exactly how I see it. I don't know where, I can't put my finger on a point of where exactly I learned that.
Uh-huh.
It's probably several experiences and somewhat intrinsic within me, but definitely the liberal arts education that Fort Lewis provides, and then the technical degree itself, all gave me tools that I'm seriously using all the time. So engineering,
right,
major to entrepreneur, to donut business, to me, it's all part of the path that has been my life. And
yeah,
I preach it. I love the,
wow,
degree I got, and I'm excited to be an owner of a donut shop in Durango.
So walk me through the process of how you came up with the concept, the idea, because, you know, I mean, I'm 53, and I look back, and, I owned a DJ business, and Ike Waiko Sound sold it to Dale Garland 20-some years ago, but that entrepreneurial spirit is wonderful to see. So how'd it come about?
Okay, so, well, I grew up in the land of donuts, Atlanta, Georgia, headquarters of Krispy Kreme, donut shops here and
right
there. I would hang out with friends in rural Georgia, and there'd be donut shops in those towns,
uh-huh,
and it was just part of my childhood.
Okay.
They plugged into communities in a really cool way. So just as an experiential thing, donuts were, mm-hmm, a part of my background.
And, okay, and what's your favorite donut?
My favorite donut?
Yeah.
Well, at Rendezvous Donuts, and I got to throw in
well, we're going to let you plug it, yeah.
Yeah, a plug for that is brown butter vanilla bean.
It
kind of rolls off the tongue there, alliteration. Brown butter is what makes that unique.
So, whoa.
Does
that have bacon on it?
No, it doesn't, but there is talk of a bacon donut in my shop.
Wow.
So you gotta come and check that one out. That's a close second for sure.
So you grew up, and it's part of your culture, your DNA.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah, it is, and it was, you know, at my sports events or at least banquets,
mm-hmm,
and other things like that. And for me as a kid growing up, I realized what it could do for the community.
Wow.
Outside of me, for me.
Right.
And fast forward to Fort Lewis College,
mm-hmm,
and getting my engineering degree and being in Durango, plugging into the community.
Right.
I got involved in some political things. I got involved in being super involved up on campus through,
right,
the Environmental Center.
Nice.
And other things up there. And I, the whole time, part of me was wondering, where are the craft donuts? You know,
mm-hmm,
there were donuts at a lot of these events that I would go to.
Sure.
But where are the donuts was my question.
Uh-huh.
And the donuts as I knew them weren't there. So,
right.
So yeah, so there was a little bit of a void that I saw, and pair that with my goal to start a business at a young age. I didn't think it would be within months after I graduated.
Right. Well, I was going to say, I remember you and David Muller from Durango River Trippers walking down the street.
Right.
And he said, Jack, what do you think of? And the first time I really met you, and I was like, wow, fascinating. And it was like, I was thinking, okay, we'll see this in a year. And like you said, it happened.
Yep, it happened. And that's the other thing I would accredit to this kind of recent success or so soon after graduation is the mentors. You mentioned David Muller.
Yeah.
There are numerous other mentors, business owners in this town that I've met,
mm-hmm,
and people have taken an interest in, whether it's me and the concept of Rendezvous or a combination of both. we have kind of grown this concept into being and into hopefully what will be a mainstay business in Durango. And the mentorship that I've gotten in order to put my thoughts and my goals into action come almost directly from several business owners in this town.
So. Fantastic. Well, you know, and I had a meeting not too long ago, and they were saying, what makes Durango unique? And people are talking about the environment and the outdoors and all these things. I said, you know what it is? It's the people. And you just summarized that very eloquently. And so I do say, it is the people. We're people, even if you're in competition, they're there to help you grow. Now, so I don't forget, where are you located?
We're located on 139 East 5th Street. So it's catty corner from the train station.
Oh, yeah.
Down there. And so if you're taking your meander down Main Ave and you decide right before you pass Four Leaves Winery on the east side there and you take your turn back up the other side of the street, just look left and you'll see a sign that says Rendezvous Donuts.
Kind of by that book trader dude.
That's right. You the know, old those, antique those, book trader. Yep, exactly.
Across from, I think, where Urban Market was, or Polo for those people that have been around forever.
It's the old Poppy Sandwich Shop. We still get that one a lot. And then previously, most recently, the Fifth Street Eatery.
All right, so you're making donuts. What time do you get up in the morning?
It's a it's a 3 a.m. deal. There's been a lot of learning I've done about previous donut shops or other donut shops that have their bakers start at 11 p.m. and they're just kind of flip their lives around. But we make it swing right now with a 3 a.m. start. And I have a baker come in and most of the time to start, that was me. But you know, business was good and I had to hire a baker so I could do other things.
Sure. That's kind of what happens when you're a business owner. You have this passion, and then all of a sudden you get, you know, down a path, because that's what running a business is. So if people just tuned in, I'm talking to Charlie Hsu with Rendezvous Donuts, and you're located down in that Rio Grande Land area. And what time do you open to the public? You're up at 3, but what time do the doors open?
So 4 hours later at 7 a.m.
Okay.
We strive to have a fully stocked display case. Pre-orders ready for folks on their way to work. If they have called the day before or ordered online at rendezvousdonuts.com.
And one more time.
Rendezvousdonuts.com.
That's rendezvousdonuts.com?
Yes.
Make sure I get that.
we're plugging here, you know? And I really do hope that that can become part of a service that Rendezvous can provide. Is kind of like, you want donuts at your event, think ahead, and then they'll be ready. The box will be ready. Who knows? Delivery might be down the line as well. Okay.
Grab and go, though. But for right now, you can go online or, you know, give them a call, and you guys will have them ready to be picked up and out the door, and delicious, too.
Thanks.
You know, yeah, someone brought some of your donuts to a meeting for me the other day, and I was like, oh, my God, where are they? The Rendezvous? I need to get down there myself.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to ask you, what is a couple two-sided question. What are the rewards of being a business owner at 23, and what are the challenges?
Okay. I've been asked, the good thing is I've been asked this question several times in the past 8 weeks of being open. So I would say managing people has been one of the biggest surprises and kind of mountains of work that I have kind of taken on. And I didn't expect, in my projections for the business, I didn't expect to have to hire people anytime early on, because I didn't expect such a great success and such a demand.
Happy problem.
Yeah. So it's a good problem, but it's definitely been interesting to be an employer. And I think all the business owners out there and my mentors have told me, this is the part that you're going to continually wrestle with, you know, making sure that if an employee is sick, you don't want them to come in. If an employee is having issues, you need to talk through them with them, and you need to be there for your employees. They're one of your first priorities in order to make the business go. So that's been the, you know, I wouldn't call it a problem. Like you said, it's a good problem to be able to have the opportunity to employ people in this town. Let's see, the benefits have been incredible. I mean, the mentors that I've gained and the connections there have been incredible. I have really appreciated this community support. People kind of come into the shop and they say, hey, here's my trade. I'm a marketing person, or I'm a radio person. You know, Rebecca De La Mar here at Four Corners Broadcasting. You know, frequently as a regular, I'd say, at Rendezvous, not necessarily just for donuts, but to come and talk to me and update me on community happenings. And,
very cool.
Getting different tradespeople from all around Durango to say, how can I plug into this movement of craft donuts? And then me feel want to respond to that and say, how can Rendezvous Donuts plug into your world? So
right.
I think that's been an incredible benefit that I've hopefully sure. been using to everyone's.
Well, it sounds like, too, just utilizing those resources and those connections, because old saying, like Tommy Spaulding, a friend of mine, wrote the book, it's not just who you know, but it's so true. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And then yeah. getting plugged in, and I assume, too, like, you know, if people want a unique item at a mm-hmm. Kickstart, early breakfast meeting, that type of thing,
right.
giving you guys a call. Now, because I don't, and kick me for asking this, but do you do things besides donuts? I'm just curious, on the menu, or is it all donuts?
It's all donuts, and then we do drinks as well.
Oh, okay.
So,
perfect.
So the goal is to only do donuts, uh-huh. but donuts can be a little bit of a looser term than what we have there right now.
Right.
So it's a yeast-raised donut that is supposed to be that tall, big, fluffy treat. Uh-huh. That you had, Jack, and then we want to expand into a cake donut and a gluten-free treat. We get daily questions about
that.
Wow. And I am dropping gluten-free because it's important and it's a priority for us to yeah. serve that.
Well, that's and there's a large gluten-free population here in Durango. We're amazed at our Lunch and Learn how many people order a gluten-free or this free or that
exactly.
free, and, you know, dietary needs that people have.
Yep, and the other businesses around are responding to that. Most food businesses mm-hmm. have those options, if not as an alternative. Some of them have them as a mainstay. So
right.
so we're going to do a gluten-free fried donut, a gluten-free baked donut, and we're just going to expand that product mix, hopefully go mm-hmm. into some lunch items
Very
that
cool.
have the donut theme. So it's still, donuts are the mainstay of this business. That's what
yeah.
the vision was born, with that product. And we want to, kind of hold that in every item that we do offer.
Awesome. Well, you know, and, so let me ask you, you're open at 7 a.m. till when?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Okay.
Yep. But that has had its own roller coaster of,
yeah.
of, perception from the community and kind of being able to live up to that from the operational side of things.
Sure.
And we at Rendezvous are working towards that every day to honor our hours. You know, so we, in our market studies before we opened, there was several donut shops that are kind of the same business model who mm-hmm. write down 7 a.m. till sold out are their hours
oh.
of operation.
Yeah.
And that's what happened our first month. I mean, for people who didn't hear about the new donut shop in town, they might have heard about the new shop in town that was selling out.
Yeah.
You know, before they could get there, or
right.
the donut shop that they had been to several
sure.
times.
Sure, so, another good happy problem, so
exactly.
to speak, and engaging. Okay, how much? You know, how many do you make? I mean, you know, so give me on an average day. We've only got about a minute left, but on an average day, how many dozen donuts do you make?
So right now in the winter, we're making about 20 dozen.
Wow!
And so just to put that into perspective, we're hoping mm-hmm. to double that on a for the retail shop, and then there's
right.
so many other areas in how we can plug into
wow.
other businesses, kind of showing up in different shops around town, serving
yeah.
places like the train or
sure.
the or Purgatory, and we will
expand.
See,
yeah,
yeah, we will see how Rendezvous can continue to grow.
All right, so one more time, your location:
139 East 5th Street, down by the train station.
Okay, and your website?
Website is rendezvousdonuts.com.
All righty. And what am I forgetting to ask? You got 30 seconds.
you are the director over there at Chamber of Commerce.
So that's what they tell me.
if you want this to be another plug, we can say I want to be your newest member over there.
Well, we would love to have you on board, and I'm not sure I can accept it because you didn't bring donuts for this interview.
Oh my!
I mean,
God.
Come on, Charlie. Really?
Yeah. We're closed on Tuesdays. That's the other thing that.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm kidding you, of course. Again, Charlie Hsu, entrepreneur, owner extraordinaire with Rendezvous Donuts down there by the train station. Thanks for taking time to sneak in.
Thank you so much, Jack, for having me on here. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll be by for some donuts.
Okay.
All right. We have to send it back to the studios. And for the Chamber's events, just go to DurangoBusiness.org. Have a great day.